One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking. One size does not fit all, especially when you're.
Hold up, baby. Let me switch hands. We play the alphabet in the world. A lot of shit, man. It is burning me. I can't get out of this, man. Every time I look at the spot for this, man. But I ain't trying to expose. I'm just trying to expand. Good for help. Off like six man. But I'm also being more careful than how I fix friends. I'm trying to go about these six man. But I just can't, but on another note, this ain't just another note, this is more than that, this is more of a hope, and I know you want to dream, but you let me fall, and I'm just hoping that you're in this world, and I'm a
another installment of Travel and Maps, those cards from outer space right here on UB Radio. We've got a great show for you today with all of your favorite artists and mine. As you know how we always do it, it's all completely brand new. If you want to hear the same stuff over and over, turn on your iPod. Also download my last shows and check them out again. But it's a whole new day, and that means all new tunes. We just kicked things off with a little Wayne and a new tune called Anne. This track inspired by Eminem's Stan. It's known as Stan Part 2. You might remember that one off his 2002 Marshall Mathers album. This one, I've been told, will not make it on the Carter 4 album. I have no idea where it might end up. I would hope Eminem might drop a verse on it and throw it on one of his albums as a remix, because this track was just unbelievable. But we got more unbelievable tunes coming up from Snoop, John Legend, Kanye, Nicki Minaj, 50 Cent, Nas, and more. And I know you trust my judgment in music, so let's proceed with a new one from Weezy's prodigy Drake. This one called Trust Issues off his upcoming Take Care album dropping October 24th. But you know you got it from me now, so stay tuned for the best in new music right here on Postcards from Outer Space.
Thank you very much, folks. Welcome to the alleged show.
Brought to you by
www.underswag.com. You can find me on the internet.
Call up, I'm drinking. Let's call up.
All I care about is money and the city that I'm from. I'm slipping to the
feel like I'm a smoker till it's done. I don't really give a fuck, and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older. Somebody should have told you I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one.
Yeah,
I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one. A strong one. Two white gloves and I got that kind. It could be love and it could be pain. And I know how you mix that shit. Money that we got, you make it that shit. Cause I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Certain people don't like me no more. New shit don't excite me no more. Just that they don't really make them like me no more. You can look me in my eyes and see I ain't myself. Cause if y'all what I created, then I hate myself. But still, let them girls in. Tell them all, leave them cell phones on the table where we see them. I'm all day with it, man. Instead of being niggas hating, I just wish they were saying when they see them off.
That's that shit that drives me crazy. And it's all that I've been getting lately. And it's probably why I'm scared to put the time in. Women wanna fuck like that, meaning I'm for some things that I think that I can find them in you. In you. Hold on, trust issues. Hold on, trust issues.
With my man, you know what I'm saying? Traveling Mac from UB Radio. We're gonna jump back in the fresh through some joints. This is WTDTA Radio.
When you're gone, people, please, I have none. You've been bad. Nice, some Brooklyn niggas get your kids in there.
and wash, they splash.
Never thought that I would have a feeling. You think the one to do is proving meaning. Wait for some time to disagree. Seeing through the floor where I don't know what I've been leaving.
Yo, this is your boy Jake, y'all. I'm grabbing my man Traveling Matt coming all the way from, yo, the Ukraine. It's happening in the building. WDBA Radio is happening in the building. Real talk. You gonna rob my girl, man, for a second. I got a treat for you. I got my girl. This is Jacob Brennan. Real talk to you with this letter from Hip Hop. Real talk. Check this out. This is WDBA Radio.
Dear Hip Hop, I'm writing to inform you I'm going to have to end our relationship. I know in the beginning I was down to work, damn it, but I was tricked. Seduced by your beat. You had me for 3 minutes and 46 seconds. I was suspended in time, but when I snapped out of it, I had to ask, did I hear what I thought I did in that last run? Now forgive me. Maybe I'm getting older. Maybe I'm just slow, because I didn't even know you could say bitch on the radio, but I was entranced by that beat I heard somewhere before. Oh, I remember that was the original score. Now, unless I'm dreaming, I could have swore. Right after you called me a bitch, you called someone else a whore, and at this point, I'm trying to process a few things. What were the original words to that song, and you want me to do what with my song? And I'm tripping, because nobody's acting like anything is wrong. After all, the anthem for the new millennium was Big Pimpin', and it all seems a bit surreal, because when I was dancing around, I didn't know the damage my soul was going to feel. And there are times I am still compelled to move, but I swear to you, it's that old school groove that's playing above the lyrics, because if the music wasn't there, I definitely wouldn't hear it. I thought hip-hop was supposed to be a means of politically expressing yourself, but it seems these days you can say anything to get your CDs off the shelf, so it's toast with champagne and blunt to your health, but first, tell me why. Every other video, brother's gotta be a gigolo. And you show your respect by pouring beer for the homie who's dead and then pour the rest of that 40 over some female's head. And what's crazier than that is she doesn't seem to mind, but if you look past her ass, deep into her eyes, you just might find a hint of surprise, because she didn't realize that the camera shot was going to be between her thighs. And she furthers the lie as she tries to deny, pretending like it's okay, that she just gave a piece of herself a steam away. And it aired 9 times on MTV today. And all of that for little to no pay, but he's a hustler, baby, and he told you so. And when he's through, you're a video hoe. I'm trying to get in this business. I actually stood in those high heel shoes, you know? And now when I go to the club, I see a sea of young women with fake diamonds bouncing around their waist, too little clothes on her body, and too much makeup on her face, screaming, underlay, underlay, mommy, ee-ah, ee-ah, uh-oh. Were you that hoe? Was I that hoe? Or do we need to spiritually grow? Does anybody know what EIEI stands for anyway? Is it eternally imprinting, exaggerated ignorance, or exploiting innocence while extremely intoxicated? I'm starting to think this hip-hop thing has become way overrated, and you dedicated an entire song to how fast my ass is shaking? Talking about money that you really ain't making? Didn't I see you on Court TV accused of raping? But I'm the one hating. Well, maybe I am. Because somebody needs to speak up on behalf of a woman. So, no, you can't sing my song. No, I won't back my thing up. No, you can't big tip me into buying your CD. It takes a king and a queen to create a real dynasty. Why don't you set your mind free? Why don't you back that thinking up? Maybe you're already aware because you call yourself corrupt. And it's not hard to deduct when I keep hearing rumors that you're going bankrupt, that you just claiming head hip-hopper in charge, spending all your money on your boys just to prove that you're large, because all your real niggas still kick it with you. And there ain't no nigga like the one you got. So you ride for your niggas and you die for your niggas, because you're a no limitations nigga. What type of nigga slanging bang in the street? Bad boy, a rude boy, a 504 boy, a hot boy, a ghetto boy? Hold up. I got this plan. Stop calling yourself a nigga and a boy and call yourself a man. Because what I really want from my niggas is to realize that it's the root of the word, it's the trigger, triggering thought through my temple of its real definition. Look it up, it's simple. Number one, ignorance. Number two, inconsequential and petty. Number three, stingy and miserly. But it's not the definition that comes as a shocker. What baffles me is that you call yourself a doctor. What are you healing, brother? And I'd really like to know, did you get that doctorate degree while you were on death row? Changing your name, thinking it'll contribute to your fame, but all you're doing is defaming yourself and your people, and you want to know why we aren't seen as equals? Got all your jewels up around your neck and your wrist. What happened to throwing up a fist to represent unity, to show our pride? Now the only time you throw up your fist to show up the fact that you bought a Rolex, never mind the damaging effects that all of this has. Look around, it's spreading fast. Even Baby Bow Wow has his Mickey Mouse eyes down when he should be fitting those jewels into his crown. Got little kids thinking it's a thing to hustle up your money for a little bling bling. Why don't you sing, sing the truth, player? Money really ain't a thing, you see, when you trade it in for your dignity. And all you've done is perpetuate negativity, so I challenge thee. The next time that you're seduced by that eat, whether it's when you go to the club, get your groove on, or buy a CD, the next time that you're seduced by that beat, listen closely to the rhyme. And you tell me if that's what poetry was meant to be. Sincerely, Bridget Gray.
My nigga, please, it's always moving my coach. I'm coach. As I step on the screen, see flesh in the wood, got the essence of the green, and my squad's partner, and you know, I'm repping my team. Everybody from the block, stressing the green, some people stressing it for money, I'm stressing it for weed. Facts such as destructive, repping the scene, cause as I show me confident, the flesh of the scene, they know I will never change it, some people stop with it, and I'm controllable, that's the situation, the limits I can't take their home when you jump on the trip from the 40 hours touching the pavement. That's how it comes. Show the back of the show for the X from the front. This is the someone on the block here. Watch as the cops go. Watch as the cops look. Learn how the cops work. Join from the family. It's all right. Talk with success in your soul and knows how the block works. In the five bands, you know how the shots work. We live on the corner. It came into the block. He brings shots on the hot earth. Just first paint on the front for all this shit. It's not worth it. Money still be made. I'm a thousand to stop first. But jealous ones that be getting money's been got worse. And if the rest of the rock burst, the pipes in the music came and shit got fucked up. And it needs to change, but still the thing. We think this is my brother's life. I'm like a feeling sick. I'm making this but still has to be the same. It's not the live by the Bible, it's the judgment by the keep us with danger, and keep them locked in the jury, don't suspend with life, it's not so necessary, faith is with jealousy, and tell them thank you, if you can hate it, but you're not a friend of your man, don't be the person to lay down, be your enemy later, how can a friend be a hater, but fuck me, grind me, spit in me, it starts with a human shake, what makes us getting money, so we stay for it. No jealousy is a strain, which we all offend. You so holy the eyes to watch me if you feel afraid. You understand the goals, double standing men. Those who hate the general, those fucking men. Those that speak for nothing inside their head. All those who want to change, you can never show. Yeah, so why you know the man who's got to make your phone? Why stop us up? Just because it grows. Thinking it's Mississippi's money. He has his own magic, he has his mission, it's a happy home. He has a family name to live alone. His life is right, and yours is wrong.
That is beautiful.
Lottery, it's weird bothering me. They will take it for I will react. You want a lottery, don't look at this record.
Cause I'm not sweet, and I'm not gonna leave a backup, but I rock the beast and all the strip flames. Niggas rhyme to this shit like how you say his name. Hey, hey, no, motherfucker, get straight. Hey, you got my face. Don't try to copy my sweat. Don't know about cash money, just rock it till I won the bet. Don't know too much about this day. When I'm getting half, looking at this money now, like damn, shit is back. In the front, in the back. Last man killing the money, right here, just sitting in the back. Focus, I got some beef in this chair, promotion. Surround myself with the winners, don't know, folks. Winners will pick up like posters. I'm hot with food. Notice that these are my words and hurt with coldness. Please be sad, I'm from a bonus. Because when it comes to something like this, I'm the bonus. This is a hard time to live without, been through a hard grind. This is surviving that you do with hard times, a hard grind. It's essential when it's hard times, I grind. This is the best of what you're going to do.
Los Angeles, California, 20-year-old Fat Justin. They say the 50s were crazy, but the 80s were worse. Crack fuck blacks and gay bucks get cursed. The most vocal guys risky. Know my future cause I know my history. My life predicted by a victim. Murder she wrote at the end of the story, the streets get me. That's why I live quickly and always keep a pistol with me. Get a prisoner. Won't stop fighting until I'm free. Like when a film is falling angels and niggas ain't scared to bleed. If money's the root of all evil, then greed's the seed. This ain't living. We chasing cause ain't nobody giving. Another cause a rich man's living, but a poor man's prison. So don't expect these politicians to give us a plot to fix in. Put your man out preaching cause niggas ain't finna listen. Folks are all close and stop trying. Life's a different start. That's why you come out your mama crying. The world's dying. And the people is all mad. I take a shit on the White House and wipe my ass with a flag. When will the evil end? Too many browns and blacks in the system. Victims of illegal sin. In court praying for mercy when condemned by evil men. Ain't no love in the heart of the city. It's a God, where is he? Mommy's dying over 150. I sit back, sit back, and analyze the situation. Ain't a person alive today knowing the mind to be facing. The crucified Jesus Christ, that Martin brought me to life. I'm Malcolm X in the chest, that Nelson Mandela life. Pops died at 25, Biggie died a year younger. All my life's been broke, I'm motivated by my hunger. So my mama begging me with a 357, just in case God trips and I don't get into heaven. If I'm clean to hell, no hell. Cause I just did 19 years in the ghetto as a black male. And it changed it much harder than that. Had a lot of pain in my heart. That's why I started to rap. See, the mother brothers will make you dance. The breakfast will make you think. You saving up for a Bentley. I'm saving up for a tank. That's just the mindset of a soldier. Shit is crazy, huh? This is what I see. We are no longer slaves, but we sure ain't free. So until I ain't got killed and steal for my own folk, tattooed across my soul all these words I just spoke. Who the fuck y'all gonna call when I break all the laws on behalf of every innocent criminal?
You already know what it is. On WDBPA Radio, a little something to get your mind right. A little something to keep the rhymes tight. Real talk, it is what it is, yo. Back in the building. Back and Black by popular demand. WDBPA Radio. The Urban Experience like never before. We definitely get ready to be on the ride on the wild side. Now, yo, I had to take a little break last weekend. You know what I'm saying? Had a lot of stuff popping off. I apologize for not being on the air, but yo. It is what it is. Sometimes, from time to time, you know, too much of a good thing ain't always good, so I have to take a little break. But I'm back, and black. Blacker than ever. Real talk, it is what it is, yo. I'm tripping. But, yo, it's all good on WTDTA Radio. Let me get the mic. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And I want everybody to understand and know that we got a lot of stuff definitely in store for everybody that's definitely holding it down, doing what they do. Shots out goes out. I'm going to put my shots out here like this. If I forget you, it ain't that I forgot you in my heart. It's just that, you know, weed does affect the short-term memory. So sometimes, you know, it is what it is. Yo, shouts out to my man Silk up there, you know what I'm saying, holding it down in Maryland. My man Baby G doing his thing up there in Maryland. Yo, my homie, yo, brother from another mother, DJ Payne up in this thing. Real talk, doing what he do. Yo, shouts out to my man AR, you know what I'm saying, my man Big Mike, you know what I'm saying. Yo, real talk. My man Smitty, I ain't forgot about you, real talk. Mr. Moss, you know what I'm saying? My man Dad, the whole crew, yo, my marketing director V-Dub, everybody, yo, real talk. I'm just letting you know, I feel real good. I feel blessed. You know, it's going to be a great week. It's excellent time. This is a great time to be alive, y'all. Real talk, it is what it is. Shouts out to everybody that's definitely a part of this movement. A lot of great things are been taking place. And we could not have done this without you guys. So a round of applause goes out to you for doing what you do.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff popping off. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where to start, but where I'm going to start now is letting the fans know what's up, what's happening, where you doing it at. Because this is the Urban Experience Live Network. We're definitely taking you on the ride. On the ride, guys. Real talk, yo, fans, do not let this month pass you by without getting a chance to put some money in your hand for following these favorite artists. Yo, I'm going to give it to you one more time. Lord, listen to the program is in effect. So any of these artists that you hear on WTDTA radio, you can definitely get in on the festivities. Put a little green in your pocket because I know, man, you know what I'm saying, holidays coming up. You need a little dough to do what you do. And you know, you already rock with the artists. You already listen to music. So you know what I'm saying? You might get paid from doing it. Only on Radio Hit Radio, we definitely pay the listeners if they follow your favorite artists. Want more details? Go to the website. Real Talk, the way they do that, radio.webs.com. Join the site. Real Talk, and then from there, listen to the show every night. You want to know where we at? We're everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Check us out on Live 365. Real Talk it is. That's Live365.com. Type in WTDTA Radio. Put it in your iPhones, your iTunes. Put it in your car. Sirius Radio, XM Radio, Real Talk. Do what you do. Get in where you fit in. Real Talk. Join as a loyal listener, because that's where it starts. Once you become a loyal listener, all you got to do is do this. I want you to get your pen. Get your motherfucking pen. Yeah, nigga, I'm awake. Get a goddamn pen. Write this shit down. All right, check this out. You're going to write down this number, which is 678-534-8447. Definitely put it on there. You know what I'm saying? That's the number. You need that number for two reasons. Not because we just want to just hear from you, but, you know, in order for us to know who you're supporting. So you call that number. You let us know, yo, Jay, Real Talk, we need to keep such and such up and rotating because, yo, they're the hardest MC since such and such, blah, 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 woo, woo, woo. Whatever you need to do, you know what I'm saying, let us know why we need to keep them in rotation. Because without y'all, there would not be no us. We got to show the world that these artists are definitely felt by the fans. And all the way, the artists going to know what the business is. You call in requesting their joints. So you call that number. And after you call that number, you listen to the broadcast. Because these artists going to let you know where they're doing it at. They're going to let you know their Facebooks, their Twitters. You know what I'm saying? All the stuff you can definitely get at them to let them know what's up, what's happening. But you got to follow them. And when I say follow them, I don't mean literally stalk these motherfuckers. I'm saying follow their music, man. Listen to them. Because these brothers and sisters have some real shit to say. 22 million people cannot be wrong. Real talk. I got more folks from across seas riding with these artists than folks that's here locally. Tell me what's wrong with that. I'm going to leave that alone for right now. But what I am going to say is that, yo, if you wanted them to put some of that green in your hand, you got to follow these artists, man. That's real. Real talk, follow the artists. Do what you got to do. Sign up. Do what you do. It is what it is. Yo, if you like H's, you like my man Mr. Shane, Legion of Legend, you like all of them, I don't give a flying F-U-C-K. Just follow these artists. Show your support. Show your love. Because real talk, without y'all, without me knows. Because, yo, I'm just saying, the bus already done left. All y'all didn't figure it out. The shit's already done pulled off now. I'm trying to tell you something, so please get in when you're feeling. But, yo, I'm finna go to request line. I'm finna see what's up. I'm finna see what's happening. I'm finna see what you're doing there, because it's all about the early experience, all about these local artists holding it down, doing what they do. This is WTBTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists holding it down, doing what they do. So let me go to request line. Let me see what's up. Let me see what's happening. Yo, yeah, I'm on the caffeine. I'm feeling light, a little jittery. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, but it's all good. That's what they tell me. You know it is, but let me go to the line, let me see what's up, let me see what's happening. Yo, caller, last 4 digits of your number is 5610, you're definitely in the building on WTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
What's going on, man? It's your boy Legion the Legend.
Hey, man, holding it down, doing what we do. What's good with you, man?
Oh, man, a lot of good things, man. I had the performance just this past Friday, a lot of good feedback. I'm actually loading up the video footage of it right now on the YouTube, but you can check that out. It's going to be on last.fm. It's going to be on teamlegion.info. Also, you know, check out Live 365, like J-Dawg said, Glance Radio, just silking it. We're going to be all across the board. It's a whole bunch of new content and some few songs that I haven't actually released to the radio station yet or actually even released anywhere. So if you go check out the video, then you're going to hear the song before, you know, anybody else got it. But like I said, it's always going to come to where they do that at radio first. So just be on the lookout for that, like, next week.
That's what's up. That's what's happening, man. Follow these artists, man. You already know, man. Your boy Legion of Legends is definitely down there hard in the paint, doing what he do. Real talk, it is what it is. Man, I'm telling you, loving it. loving every minute of, man. You guys, man, I know you definitely knocked them dead, man. I know they were very impressed with the performance, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to see the footage. Definitely can't wait to get that new exclusive joint you're getting ready to drop on, man. Real talk for all the fans, not for real, for loyal listeners. If you're a Legion Legend fan, y'all need to listen very closely where he's going to tell you where you can check him out at. So, Legion, I want you to tell him one more time what the fans need to do to definitely get in where they fit in. And I'm going to let you know, man, I ain't going to put the people's name out on blast, but I done had 8 loyal listeners. All of them walked away with less than $800 for following their favorite artist. So all I'm saying is we got a lot more where that came from. If you can use some extra dough, you need to be signing up and getting in the game. So real talk, Legion, let these artists know and let the fans know exactly what's up and how you can definitely follow you so they can definitely get in on all this, man.
Definitely. You can follow me on Last.fm, Legion the Legend. I believe it's, correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, where they do that at, radio.webs.
That's right.
Check me out on my website, Team Legion, TEAMLEGION.info. When you go to that website, you'll be able to see the videos. You'll be able to see the links for the Last.fm. A couple more links is going to be coming up. Are going to be the where they do that at radio. So, I mean, it's going to be all across the board. The Twitter link is on there. It's going to send you straight there. So, free download. Every music, every song on there is free download. The YouTube clips, like I said. So, it's a lot that's in the works. I got the tour coming up. So, I'm going to have performance dates and show dates. And it's a whole lot of stuff in the works. You know, Ken Folk still in the works. So,
Definitely.
I got a lot of stuff in the works.
Definitely. So real talk, you already know what you got to do. You got to plug in order to get in, if that makes sense to you. Real talk, it is what it is. You definitely got to do what you got to do because these artists are nonstop. They're definitely giving it all they got and then some. So real talk, man, at least you already know how we're going to do it. We're going to hold this thing down like 4 flat tires. I had 2 days off, plenty of rest, so, man, I don't know how to act. Nah, man, real talk, it is what it is, so. Y'all better hold on, man. Yo, Lee, you already know what it is, man. Hold the line. Let them know what's up, what's happening. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to definitely get back at you because I got a lot of folks on the air, a lot of folks on the line. We finna say what's up. Real talk. Before I forget, your artists, if you definitely want to get in on the video music deals, you need to be sending your music to GamerZone36@Yahoo.com. Real talk because, yo, the votes are in. Let me tell you how it's historic right now. These guys are looking for artists to commit to some of the hottest video game titles that they're going to drop in the next year to 2 years. And what this means to artists, I'm going to speak slowly and clearly. They're looking for music to place into the next video game titles. They can put up to 30 to 40 artists on a video game title. So there's plenty of room. It is what it is. But they're looking for content. And typically, now, you know, we all want to know what dollars and cents this means. Real talk, if you own the content, original content, you actually can enter into a video music deal that will yield you up to $500 per minute of content, up to $1,500 per minute of content. And just to kind of let you know the minimum of how it's going on, they mentally commit you to about 36 minutes to 72 minutes of content. So for all my mathematicians out there, pull out their old calculator, do the math, and get your shit together. Because all I'm saying is I've been holding back other genres of music. I've been holding back a lot of stuff because I'm trying to get everybody mind right. But real talk, like they say in show business, the show must go on. So whoever sends their tracks in, do what they got to do. Get your paperwork in order. Whole 9 yards. You will be receiving a phone call from myself and other entities that are ready to do what it is. Real talk, it is. I just want to say that right quick. You already know this. Hold the line, man. And, yo, Lee's got some video game tracks out there. So, yo, definitely. My homie is not slipping on this pimping at all. Legion is not bullshitting at all. So y'all better get your mind right. You already know what it is. It is what it is. But yo, Legion, hold the line. I'm finna go take another call right quick. We're finna see what's up. We're finna see what's happening. We're finna see what you're doing it at on WTDTA Radio. Real talk. It is what it is. Let me see if I bring another call on the line right quick to see what's up. To see what's happening. See what you're doing it at, man. Because it's all about the urban experience, man. Yo, caller. Last but not least, your number is 0006. You're definitely in the mix on WTDTA. TDA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Yo, what's up? This is Payne, man. What's going on?
What's up, my man Payne? What's up, man? Holding it down. What's good with you, homie?
I'm chilling, man. Thanks for the blast out, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, like I told you, it's all fam right here, man. We're going to hold it up, hold it down. We do it all at the same time, man. So real talk, it is what it is, man. Yo, Payne, you definitely got to put them on game and let them know what's up, what's happening. Let them know where they can check you out at, because, yo, I'm just going to let you know, my man ain't just an MC, you know what I'm saying? He's a DJ as well. Got his own show. Want to hear about it? Here it go. Yo, Payne, let them know what's up, what's happening on WTDTA Radio, man.
All right, it's called the Feel Good Music Radio on justfeelgoodradio.com. They can reach me on Facebook. That's Anthony Delaney, D-U-L-A-N-E-Y. Or they can hit me up on the Reverb Nation. That's Payne 216. YouTube is Payne 3394. I got two videos on there, the Russian Roulette, and I got the West Block on there that I just recently did. And what else? And they can hit me up on email. It's Payne Delaney, D-U-L-A-N-E-Y, @AOL.com.
Yeah, definitely.
So did you get a chance? You get a chance to listen to those tracks?
I had a chance to listen to them. What I'm finna do right now, I might just run a couple of them. I don't know. Think about it. You know what I'm saying? Let's go shoot up. You know, I might got a little room in this thing. You know what I'm saying? I got some new tracks and I'm gonna definitely drop. So we're gonna see what's up. But definitely let you know, man, from just listening to it and it's entirely. I'm definitely feeling it. I'm feeling it. Real talk. Like I say, man, yo,
thanks,
you
very much.
And we're gonna put it in real talk. It is what it is. Like I told y'all before, man, it's all love around here. It is what it is. But you definitely gotta get in because, yo, the MCs, the artists, the DJs are definitely in the mix, holding it down, doing what they do. I'm going to take one more caller, then we're going to definitely crank this thing up. We're going to turn it up to a whole other level, man. So you already know this. You better hold on, man. You bitch might miss something, so definitely ride with me, man. You already know what it is.
Hey.
Yo, go ahead, my man. Go ahead.
They can also follow me on Twitter at Payne216, man. So definitely follow me and everything.
Definitely. And, all right, so I had somebody just threw it up. Yo, is it Payne, like P-A-I-N, or is it P-A-Y-N-E?
It's the regular Payne, P-A-I-N, 216.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, that was up, because you know what I'm saying? You know, we don't short affect the long-term memory. So you know what I'm saying? It is. You know, I had to definitely get in and see what's up, see what's happening. But definitely, man, I'm going to take another caller right quick. So hold on to the mix. This is WTDTA Radio. We're definitely holding it down, doing what we do. You already know what it is. So just ride with me, man. Just ride with me. All right, I'm finna go to the line one more time. Real talk, y'all already know what it is. Yo, oh, y'all don't love this dude right here. I've been waiting to hear from him. I've been a little downtown this weekend. Had a chance to chop it up with him earlier. Yo, real talk, it is what it is. Call a last video, your next 4963, where it be, man? Who we got checking in? Tell the world who we got checking in on where they do their radio.
Extraterrestrial. Boy, I'm all like a vegetable. Hotter than the rest of them niggas. They can't fuck with you. That's what a nigga try to tell himself, but when it comes to these fake ass niggas who try to call themselves MCs, I gotta write him off. Niggas biting off. More dick than it can swallow, nigga. Hop off. My fucking Knickerbocker. I ain't talking New York basketball shit. When I'm talking about these fucking hits, radio niggas try to be on radio shit. Niggas from my home city talking all that bullshit. All subliminal, thinking I ain't catch it. Nigga, I am a criminal, but fuck it, I decrepit. Hit these niggas up with a 1-2. So when I hit the city, y'all niggas probably catching the gun too. Fuck what niggas talking about. Home team acting shady. Money on my fucking mind, niggas act like some babies. Bitch niggas, tampons stuck in coochie ladies. Niggas really want a problem with the old shady. New J, fuck around, catch a shot today. Take off for your toupee. Revealing what you really is in the inside. Faggot ass niggas always liking the dick ride. All up in your anus. Fag niggas, you painless. Ain't even painting pictures the right way. English, nigga, you should speak that. Cause otherwise, all this slang shit you spit like a gangster. Repeat that and get your shit click, clack, smack down, nigga. Bite the street, get your face thumped right down, nigga. And I ain't even talking G. I'm talking real shit, cause how these motherfuckers really should be. Even if you don't want me to rhyme anymore, I'm still up on this block and I just will do many more. Fuck, nigga, I'm on, trying to do many more tours. Mr. Shame in the mix, nigga. I am on. Fuck, nigga. This goes out to everybody who sweat A's on my home team and y'all want dickheat on the sidelines and act like I was never going to catch him. I got a shot coming for your bitch ass, and I'm coming home. This some real shit, personal shit, because if you on my team and you acting like you a real nigga and you acting like you riding with a nigga, but when I come home, you trying to slide a nigga, I got something for you. Act like I ain't coming up top with them things. Act like I ain't coming back home to actually solve some shit. Act like I ain't coming back home to dead some shit. I'm dead in niggas when I get home. And if you my nigga and you ride with me, you ain't got shit to worry about, so don't even think that shit. If y'all some bitch-ass niggas and I got a problem with y'all, I'm dead in y'all niggas, man. Y'all fucking dead, cuz. Because I'm talking real murder shit.
I feel you. I feel
fuck
you.
Fuck out of here with all that fake shit, man. But back to the fucking the fake shit. Back to my facade. Back to my character, Mr. Shane. How you doing, Jay?
Yo, holding it down. Real talk, man. Holding it down. See what happens when you ain't on the air for 2 days, man? You miss something.
Niggas my fucked man, up, man. No, Jay, niggas you. Fucked up, cuz. Niggas is really fucking up, man. Niggas acting like niggas been putting songs up and putting songs out, acting like I wasn't going to catch shit.
Okay.
I mean, I've been caught this shit. I'm just pissed the fuck off today. It's time for me to actually let niggas know they ain't sleeping right. At night, you shouldn't sleep right in the fucking mode. I got about a month before I get the fuck back home. If you was beefing with me ever, I'm a dead one. Bro, shit, whether I scrape you off this fucking earth or I smack this shit out you and fucking kill your personality, nigga, I'm coming back. Whatever the fuck I touch down, nigga, I'm fucking everything up. And then when I touch back down in Atlanta, anybody who got a fucking problem, holla at me.
Okay.
I'm hitting every fucking city this year. Anybody who got a problem with me that listens to the radio station, holla at me. I'm not even smacking niggas. I'm taking shots towards niggas. Fuck all the bullshit.
Okay.
And I ain't even talking no gangster shit, that little faggot-ass wankster shit. I'm talking real nigga shit. Just that real shit, man. Because if I got dead you, I'm going to put one in your fucking skull, man. I ain't even playing no more, man.
Okay. I feel you. I feel you know what I'm saying? Because, yo... You know, it's almost like, you know what I'm saying, they say what the saying I want to use. They say when you're away, the rats will play. And sometimes, you know, you got to be careful what you say.
I got booked, cuz. When I got booked up, niggas thought that shit was on some sweet shit. I got booked up for some little bitch-ass shit. I got booked up for some real fucked up shit.
That's true.
And niggas all laughing on the outside. I see what it's about now, though. Like I said, if you home team and you was on the bench riding out on the bench, we couldn't get the fuck in the game. We was up there always wondering how it would be when we got in the game. Y'all niggas gonna see it. Ain't nothing about y'all. These faggot ass niggas on the sideline. You wanna act like cheerleaders and shit. That's what we coming after. Real shit.
There you go. There you go. Real talk.
Black
yo,
is back. I'm in all new all, man. All new all.
Okay.
So if anybody want problem, and I got my Phillies cap back, fuck a fedora. I got my fitted on and my checks on, so whoever want to rumble, we can do it. I'm real shit now. I don't give a fuck. Bruise my face if you want, nigga. I got Vaseline with some Mayweather shit. I'm tired of this shit, man.
I feel you.
Talking no more. This ain't no music shit, dog. This is more than music right now. It's for real.
That's right.
And I'm dropping my album next summer, so y'all niggas ain't shit. And I'm dropping Great A's Volume 2 next week. So whoever want that with the music, you want what, nigga? Come buck up, nigga. It's game time now. For real.
Okay.
I got a serious. I ain't smiling for y'all niggas. I ain't laughing for y'all niggas no more. If y'all want to holler at me, y'all hit me the fuck up on one of these little faggot-ass sites that everybody like to talk shit on. Y'all hit me up on one of them. Or y'all get my line from Jay. I'm through with y'all niggas. Good night.
Okay. Real talk. Y'all already know what it is. That's my man, Sheem, holding it down, keeping it all the way 100. Y'all already know this. Like I told you, man, you talking about an Off the Chain show? You ain't seen nothing yet. Real talk, the number 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial. You can definitely get in when you fit in, do what you do. I got one more call I'm finna bring on, and then we're going to definitely jump back into the rotation across the nation. This is the Urban Experience like never before, or we are definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. You already know it is. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's good. Yo, caller, last 4 digits of your number is 2014. 2014. You're definitely in the building on WDDTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Terrell Watkins. What's up, Jay? What's up, man?
Hey, holding it down, doing what we do, man. What's good with you?
Man, it's been messed up. We shipped for both of us. Both of us was caught up. I was out here at the Southern Tech Conference.
True.
And the video game. Where a bunch of servers how they design and make the game. Amazing.
Uh-huh.
Man, I ain't seen nothing like it.
I mean, the computers were amazing.
And you'd be surprised putting it together, and then they building everything from scratch, just like you're doing video animation. Then they take and have them do the layout. I mean, it was an experience that got me more insight on how the music got to go with the part. I mean, they, not just one song. You don't take one artist on. It's about four or five different songs, maybe six or seven, into one video game. And you are going to even realize what you could be experiencing, how far you could go with your music. I mean, you could probably, they could probably take five songs, five of your songs out of 20 songs and put on there, maybe seven.
That's right.
Now, I don't know why anybody want to hesitate when gaming is the most important thing right now for you artists, any artist, major, indie, whatever. If you're an indie artist and no, you're not known, guess what? Your stuff can be hot, okay?
Right.
And play and repeatedly hit and play all over the world. I mean,
that's
from
right.
Korea, which is the hardest market to get into. I mean, oh, man, you got very few players. There's actually just one player from America that can go over there. You got about five or six more in the background that might can compete, but not for the top money. So just think, these people playing your stuff for thousands of dollars, okay?
That's right.
Every time you hit, you're getting paid.
That's right.
Y'all need to come on in. Come in and get with it. I mean, this is serious. I got this, some stuff I recovered. And I was able to get it, which is I'm gonna send to you, Jay, tonight, as a matter of fact, so that you can put these a bit of the clips. And I'm going back and I'm going to film some more, so you people can really realize what these students do and what the software companies, you know, when they do this and have this stuff made, you can get an insight. And once you get this insight, y'all can understand how crucial you are to the game, because you're talking about so many games. It's the thing. You don't know how many games out there. There is more games than you know. On my phone, I got probably about 400 games just that I can download if I want. And then there's more. So that's just too many videos.
That's,
and they want more. They begging for more. They begging for more.
That's right.
So you all come on, man. Y'all sign up. Get on in there. That little bit of money, what you going to get at the end, we're averaging 40-something, 60-something a day, 7 days a week. Your song is played all over the world. Your gaming videos are hit.
That's right.
Okay? And when all that add up with the thousands of stations, 10,000, 15,000, when you get a quarter check, I mean, you sitting back flat. I mean, come on. I mean, wake up. Stop coughing. Stop looking at being on a label. Give an attorney, giving all these people your money, the labels break it down, they give you kibbles and bits, because you can get the whole kit caboodle.
That's right.
It'll take you, and once you do all the YouTubes, hand you your money that you done already earned, it's your money, and then you're going to have to pay back interest on it. I don't get it. Why your mind is stuck, oh, I got to get a label deal. I got to get a label. It's 360. Come on, man. Y'all got to come with it. Think.
That's right.
Be your own boss. Let it come
That's
to
right.
you. Be the
That's
fat
right.
rat.
That's right.
I got a saying that I use, and my saying is this right here. I'm obese. I don't want a piece of pie. I want the whole doggone pie.
Okay.
I don't think in dollars no more. I don't think in thousands of dollars no more. I don't think in small millions no more. My goal
right.
is hundreds of millions and billions. That's how
there
my mind focuses. That's how I think it out. You all should think the same way. Your
That's
sky's
right.
the limit. It's up to you how far you want to go.
That's right.
And it
That's
takes a little bit of cost of time. I mean, if you want to make some speed with your own business, you got to get out there. Bust your butt. You don't get a salary, but you take care of everybody, everything else and everybody else. But then,
That's right.
once the money really come in and you start getting, then you give yourself a salary, but you don't be greedy. You don't floss. You don't be big time. You don't get big head. You
okay.
use your money wisely until you get to where you want to be. Then you can do that stuff. But it's there
right.
for you. You got to spend time. You're your own best promoter. You're your own best seller. You are your own best marketer. Everybody
right.
else is to help you. That's all. That's
right.
what our job is, to help you. But you enhance and you push yourself. If you want something, you're going to get out there and get it. anything
right.
you want in this world is there. It's up to you to bust your ass and get out there and get it. I'm just going to say it like it is. Yeah, I get tired of artists coming to me. Yo, man, can you help me? Can you help me? I will do my best to guide you.
There you go.
I'm not a manager. I'm a manager. I'm not a label. I'm a marketer. I help promote you. I help get your distribution where it needs to be. But I'm not a bank. If I
okay.
do have to be the bank, guess what? I'm going to do just like the label. I'm a billion.
Okay.
I'm a builder, but that ain't my job. My job is to help you, okay? To get
That's
where you need,
up.
But you got to get yourself there first, and you got to be want to be driven to make me want to drive and push you.
Definitely. You definitely got to get in where you fit in, man. Real talk. Y'all hearing it live from my man Daryl out there in the field, keeping it real, keeping it all the way 100. Real talk. Speaking of artists, definitely getting in the mix. Yo, I got an artist by the name of Strap. Just sent this joint in. It's called Junk for My Money. Real talk. We're going to see what's up. You know what I'm saying? I had a chance. Somebody sent it in. They said it was okay. It was straight. It's what's up. So we're going to give it a spin. Real talk. It is what it is. This is the Urban Experience. Like that before. We'll definitely take you on the ride on the wild side. Real talk. You definitely got to get in where you fit in. I'm coming back. Yo, press the number. Press one. I'm going to put your ass on blast. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side.
Thank you. In Santa Monica, California, baby shooters. Hey, yo, why is it so uncool to smile? Since when did it become hip-hop's taboo? Because I would be smiling all the time if I made even half of the money you do. Frowning like you just caught a face full of sun. How I miss the days when hip-hop was fun. When DJ Quick first burst on the scene. When Boys in the Hood was on the big screen. When Tupac Shakur was a dancer for Humpty. When Nasty Nas, 5 mics in the monthly. When MC Breed painted the White House black. When Too Short retired and then came back. When Y. Clef Jean asked out Mona Lisa. That's the era this poem will feature. I want to go to a show and not have to front. I'll fist the cuff, but I'd rather you pass the blunt. Let's just chill and enjoy the diversity. Let's get lost in the rhythm's uncertainty. It doesn't make you less hardcore if you shake your ass on the fucking dance floor. But somewhere along this road we made moves. And smiling became the weakness of a fool. And silence and anger became the norm. And that's when the party began to lose form. I reminisce about the glory that's gone. When happiness wasn't looked down upon. When EPMD crossed over with the crossover. When Tim Hardaway still had his crossover. I used to go to the store and buy classics. Now I go to the store and shit's plastic. I can't call it, I'm fiending for skill. Cause y'all might be dope, but I don't see your will. All I see is suckers pretending they're ill. Snapping photographs for the barbecue grill. I can't relate to this lack of humanity. Music's as vulnerable as insanity. I remember when Fife was a sidekick. When gangster rap was still on the rise, kid. When De La Soul was reincarnated. When Freestyle Fellowship first circulated. When Run DMC wore Adidas sneakers. That's the era this poem will feature. From 86 to 9 to 5. When hip-hop was just too thick to describe. I strive to become it in every way. So I practiced religiously every day. On the bus ride home, folks thought I was schizo. In eighth grade, I wore more rayon than Cisco. Housing was in, and Mr. Babalina could have caught a misdemeanor if he faked on his friend, see? We would rap until we were bored, with no cash advance or Grammy Award. My boys' club trophies credited myself. No other reason but reason itself. So why is it so uncool to smile? Since when did it become hip-hop's taboo? Cause I would be smiling all the time if I made even half of the money you do. Sounding like you just caught a face full of sun. How I miss the days when hip-hop was fun. How I miss the days when hip-hop was fun. How I miss the days when hip-hop was won. I see my
Last song to get head on. If I expect to die, I'm going to take a moment at this.
I'll be sure they get the life, we niggas. I be the one that fly a pressure because we slept on the deck. You said brave motherfuckers, you can't die like that. I'm trying to get a blood, get like that. Look at you, call a dead man, and we'll go there and get to the biggest man, niggas. You can't put a lot to the back. You set the drums on his back, and he's back. But man, niggas, come to them, I'm going to fall on his back.
Black woman, because if you're a black man, I don't need you. Only thing I need. feed you your enemies. And if you don't do that too well, I don't need you at all. I know y'all know. Y'all do it for me. Y'all know I talk like that.
Let's take one African female better than
African female child, and the other bears an African male. Both of the females being without the influence of the African male will raise their offspring in a frozen, independent psychological state. They will raise their offspring into reverse positions. The one with the female offspring will teach her daughter to be like herself. Dependent and distrustful of the ability of the black male to be strong and protective. And the one with the male offspring will raise her son to be frozen and in subconscious fear for his life. Will raise him to be mentally dependent and weak, but physically strong. God knows we got problems, but I see more brothers walking around pumping iron and ain't got no sense of it. You're a group and you have no intellect. How wise is that we have weight rooms like crazy in our prisons? And if they do have a library, it ain't much bigger than a cube. Then he goes on to say, this is what we call good sound, long range, comprehensive planning. The person next to say, they stay way down the road. In fact, let's look back at them and say, they think way, way down the road. You must understand this, brothers and gentlemen. It's hard for many of us to comprehend that because we're trying to get to the end of the week. Many of us don't even know how you're going to pay your bills in the next couple of weeks. You understand what I'm saying? So it's hard for us to even think that before I can think. We're talking about people who have done some long-range planning here. Now, what does that mean? That literally means that they have people who are psychologists, who are actually full-time engaged in an engineering and society that will end up unproductive, like many people are today, due to their program. Our experts warned us about the possibility of this phenomenon taking place, of their world being put back in some place, meaning somebody will come along and teach the truth and bring liberation. So our experts warned us that this might happen, because they said that the mind has a strong drive to correct itself. And it goes on to say, if over a period of time these Africans can get in touch with some substantial original historical base, good God, man, it could reverse the process. Yeah, they don't want us to get connected to our history. So the one way to keep you within connected to your history is to make up one and teach that one to you as though it literally existed. And once again, brother, I hate to painfully put this on you, but I've got to set you free. The first book they do here, this one right here, the Bible. And many of you think that this is every book. And there's not one event mentioned in the Bible that can be verified as an historical event. Not one.
Piece of space junk will try to Earth sometime in the next 18 hours, and it may hit Canada after all. Scientists at NASA say the disabled 6-ton satellite has changed its path and will now be somewhere over North America when it rips through the atmosphere late tonight or early tomorrow. Most of it will burn up, but about 26 pieces are expected to hit the ground, things like titanium fuel tanks, the size of a refrigerator. A more precise location will be known just hours before impact.
Yo, real talk, I'm going to rerun that because this is not a test. This is real life. Check this out one more time for all y'all that missed it.
A big piece of space junk will fall to Earth sometime in the next 18 hours, and it may hit Canada after all. Scientists at NASA say the disabled six-ton satellite has changed its path and will now be somewhere over North America when it rips through the atmosphere late tonight or early tomorrow. Most of it will burn up, but about 26 pieces are expected to hit the ground, things like titanium fuel tanks the size of a refrigerator. A more precise location will be known just hours before impact. A big piece of...
Thank you. What is up? Hey, well, hey, what up, dog? Huh? Hey, dog, I holler at your boy, Snack and Player.
What is
it? Hey, check this out, dog. I ain't trying to be fun or bust your bubble or nothing, dog.
Who?
Hey, dog. It's my girl over there, dog.
Who is?
Hey, dog, it's my girl over there, man.
Huh?
Hey, dog, it's my girl over there, man. Hey, dog, I know. Tell her I love her, dog. I seen over your crib, dog, what happened, though. I ain't trying to call your house with no mess or nothing, dog.
Hey, I believe you got the wrong number.
No,
man.
Dog. Who this is? This is me over now.
Yeah,
I got the right number, dog. I bought your number in her purse, dog. Hey, dog, check this out.
Wait a minute. Who is your girl?
Glestine, dog.
Who?
Lestine, dawg. You know my girl name, dawg.
Lestine.
Hey, dawg, check this out. Tell my girl to come home.
I don't even know, man.
Check, dawg, I seen her in your car, dawg.
In my car? I ain't even got no car.
Well, who else car y'all was in, dawg? Dawg, this is all I need to know, Mill. Is you hitting it, dawg?
Hitting what, man?
My girl, dawg.
No, homie, you got the wrong one.
Oh, dawg, you the dude, dawg.
No, you got the wrong one.
You ever seen a dude in a green Cadillac ride up and down your street?
Green Cadillac.
See, I see you, dog. You don't be seeing me, dog. My girl just straight up be disrespecting me, dog. I ain't trying to have it, dog. Tell her to come home, dog.
No, man, I'm at my mama's house. I don't know what's happening.
Check this out. I live with my mama now, too, dog.
I don't know what's happening, though. Who is this?
Dog.
She ain't told me who you was.
Hey, dog. Hey, check this out, dog. And you tell me that my girl got a tattoo up on her breasts, dog. She got a nickname on it. Stank Booty.
Huh?
She got her nickname Stank Buddha on her breast, dog.
I don't even know.
Dog, you know my girl, dog.
I don't know no Celestine.
Dog, Celestine, put on the phone, dog.
There ain't nobody here but me, man.
Hey, dog, I ain't trying to be funny.
Pick me some breakfast.
Dog, I ain't trying to be funny and call your mama there how, but it gonna be me and you when I see you, dog.
All right.
Let me speak to your mama now.
She and him.
Dog, it's gonna be me and you, dog. I'm gonna put my foot so far up your tail, your breath gonna smell like shoe polish, dog. I'm gonna get you, dog.
All right.
I'm gonna
Again, the number 347-934-0318. All we got to do is check one on the dot. Well, before I bring my man West Manifest on the line, one more time for the grind. Let me take another caller right quick because I got a Judy definitely I had on hold for a minute. Let me just bring him on right quick. She was good. Yo, caller, last for getting your number is 4025. You're definitely live on WTD Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
What's up, CEO?
Let the world know where you're calling from, man.
Man, I'm chilling, man, right now. I'm in South Cat right now, you know what I'm saying? But putting it down for the A state where I'm really from. You already know. Arkansas and South Carolina in the building. Shout out to Legion, Southpaw, H-Hills. Man, everybody. Mr. Red Breeze, everybody. Beanie Weenie, Beat Up. The whole way they do that. It's a movement.
It's a gigantic movement, man. That's the stuff. That's the fact. So to get to the joint early on, so you know what I'm saying? Good looking, good holding it back, you know what I'm saying? Got a lot of real trick shit up there popping off, you know what I'm saying? Take a couple of days off to get the mind right, keep it tight all the way around, but yo, I'm back, right? Back in the middle, definitely in the good, I'm here to talk, you know what I'm saying? Holding it down, man. So what you want to let all the vet fans know what's good with you, man?
Man, right now you can vote that ain't taking no shots right now. You know what I'm saying? Right now, what the copy you got now is really not all the way master copy, but I will get that to you later on tonight.
Okay. What's up? What's up? What's up, man? Always love to hear it, man. Great music speaks for itself. Artists definitely holding it down, doing what they do, man. Real talk. I want you definitely to hold on to your seats now. You know what I'm saying? Now, that clip I ran earlier before we started running the music back, that was some real shit, man. I hope y'all been paying attention, man. We had a power outage on Saturday, so... I want y'all to peace game, you know, and I bring my man West Manifest on the line so he can definitely, you know what I'm saying, on top of that, definitely hit you with some of that knowledge. Because in order for you to definitely know where you're going, you got to know where you came from. And real talk is our job to let you know that it's real in the battlefield, you know what I'm saying. So, yo, we have fun, we do what we do, hold it down, all that. But if we don't teach you something before the night is done, we have not done our job. So it is what it is. But, yo, before I definitely step it up and step it into that lane, man, real talk. Yo, what kind of shout outs you want to send to your folks over there locked in, man?
Man, I want to shout everybody out, man.
True. Okay. Well, you know what? That world loves it. You know, as long as you let them know what's up.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? My mom passed out today. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, pray to God. You know what I'm saying? Put it in God's hands. You know what I'm saying? That she took care of. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, I'm kind of going through some stuff. Just found out my cousin got cancer. So, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to, you know what I'm saying, hold on and be strong. Keep my head up. Keep my head above the water. You already know.
That's right. You got to be that, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to know, man. God don't put no more on you than you can handle it. That's real talk. That's for me to you. And that's not my way. That's the man of faith.
And you know what? The same thing you just said, I
said that on All She Wrote With.
That's right. That's right. That's, as a matter of fact, that's one of the first bars you start out with, man. God don't put no more on you than you can handle, man. There's power in the word, bro. There's power in the word. So that's what's up, man. Yo, we'll definitely keep moms in our prayers. We'll keep the whole fam in prayers, you know what I'm saying, to definitely let them know what's up and what's real. Because, you know what I'm saying, we can talk about a lot of BS out here, but, yo, we got to keep it all the way real, all the way 100 all the time. So, yo, real talk, man, yo. Definitely, you know, we're going to definitely look out. We're going to do what we got to do to definitely make sure that, you know, she's definitely on, and it was going to continue to be remembered. We're going to definitely remember tonight in prayer, man. That's real. It's definitely so. I can definitely relate, man. I appreciate all the prayers of everyone that definitely concerned with me and mine. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we just got to, yo, that's realness. We got to pray for each other. We got to do more for each other. We got to let everybody know really what the business is, man, you know.
Hey, man, if everybody go by what you saying, man, the world will be better off, man, if everybody done that, though.
Man, I know, but, you know, all I can say is put the word out there. We're going to do our best to, you know, to keep it all the way positive and turn everything into an opportunity because, you know, this is what we all got to have. We got to know that there's a power greater than us that's holding all this stuff together. So despite whatever anybody might say or do or try to do, it is what it is. You got to understand it. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to understand it, then it's another thing to live by it. Lord knows I struggle with that all the time. I have to have people constantly in my ear, around my circle, always doing what they can to keep me, you know, from going off the deep end or pimp slapping somebody. Or, you know, because you need that, you know. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, we all got to do more for that, for each other. You're right, the world would be a better place if we just did more of what was just said. But, you know, it's a work in progress, and we're going to just keep working at that. That's real, man. That's definitely real. I'll tell you what, man. This is the perfect time to bring my man Westman Affairs on the line. For all y'all don't know, get ready to hold on to your hats because, yo, I'm going to give my man the rest of the show, you know what I'm saying, to definitely do what he do, you know what I'm saying. I got some other stuff I'm going to drop, so don't worry about it. But my man, he's here to drop some knowledge on you. Westman Affairs in the building. Real talk. Y'all already know what it is. Y'all know my number. I'm going to give it to you one more time. It's 347-934-0318. On where they do that radio. Yo, real talk. Yo, CEO, hold the line. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's good, man. Yo, real talk. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. Yo, caller, last one to your number is 7416. You're definitely in the mix on WTDTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
You are now in tune. Hello. On the one, the master blaster jamming himself. I am West Manifest.
Lucifer of the morning, I'm going to chant you out of earth.
Yeah.
What's up, man? What's the word?
What's up? Hey, man, the word for the day is that, man, today is a great day to be alive, man. Today is a great day to definitely, hey, rewrite any wrongs that you might have done or been accused of or been done to and press forward because, just like my man just said, we're just, you know, discussing, God does not put no more on you than we can handle. And we might see, it might seem like it from time to time, but it's definitely not. So that's the word for the day, man. You know what I'm saying? Perseverance. You have to,
for sure.
You know, that's what it is. That's what it's about. You know, I'm going to turn them over to you and let you do what you do best, man, because, yo, they definitely craving and starving for that knowledge. We've been holding it down. Took a little hiatus for 2 days, so, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things happening in 2 days, so, you know what I'm saying? It's our job to hold it together and let them know what the business is.
For sure. So, we start this segment off. This is the Master Blaster Jamming segment, and, We wanna start out. For many of you who may not know, or have known, you know, have been informed that our brother, Anthony Davis, is now our ancestor.
That's right.
He was lynched. He was kidnapped, and then he was lynched. We're going to talk to you in the very near future about what you perceive as laws, which are not really laws, but is color. colorable law. Put that in quotations and do what you do with it. Colorable law versus de jure law. D-E-J-U-R-E law. There's a difference. I'd like to have a brief moment of silence for our brother. And also for the young man who just called. We want to have a brief moment of silence and prayer and meditation for his cousin who is suffering with cancer. I'm going to give you a couple of links because we're going to do a health series. And we got to do that next week, Jay. I'm gonna prepare some things, inshallah, Yahweh willing, so that we can guide the youth and all the listeners to this pure watering hole where the fish are clean and the water is pure, and we can learn how to heal ourselves. We also want all of the callers to, in this brief moment of meditation that we have, I want you to ask the Holy Creative Spirits to also bless J-Dog's daddy, because he had a stroke, and we're so thankful that he's doing well. This is the time of unity. Get your mind right. This is the time of unity. So to my youth, with all the murder talk, circle, slow it down. We need you out here, boy. Real talk.
That's right.
I hear you, and I without seeing you, I know something is there, and we got some things that help you. To help you grow as a man. So let's have a brief moment of silence. And for all of those, this is, you know, in Reiki, for those who know about the laying of hands, who may not know about, it's real. This is a science. And so there's what is called distance healing, where can tap into this universal energy that is all around us. Energy is all around us. It cannot be created nor destroyed, but you can tap into it. It's free-flowing. This is where your creativity comes from and your thoughts. And they're different energies where you receive these thoughts from. So some thoughts, you just have to keep them as a thought and stop it in thought process before it become an action made manifest. In terms of things that we may do that harm folk, harm people, because now you have that negative karma, and the next thing you know, one of your people is ill. You know, this is why Pac said, praying to God, hoping I ain't curse my babies. You see what I'm saying? Because he knows that that energy that we push out into the universe, these thoughts. And I want to remind you real briefly that it was the thoughts of man's mind and heart that caused the first great flood. Now we're coming back into another cleansing period that happened during the time of Noah, where not only were there floods, but there were earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, heavy rains, and fire and brimstone. So now we come back into this same time period where we're at the end of a 26,000-year sun cycle. So Mother Earth is cleansing, and there's a vibration, and Earth, the energy is vibrating very fast. And again, this is what causes combustible human combustion.
Right.
Well, there's some people who are sitting in their chairs and they just start burning and ignite. And I saw this as a child on a show that used to come on that was called That's incredible. Some of y'all are too young to know what that is. I'm showing my age right now, you see me. But with age comes wisdom, and with age comes blessings, because there's so many of my niggas who I rock with as a youth, and they not here because they was on that murder talk, but so what go around, come around, you dig. So let's circle on that thought. Let's have a moment of meditation in silence, very briefly, for our brother Tyrone Anthony Davis, and for all of our loved ones who may be ill or are going through some type of financial difficulty or having, you know, some type of problem that they don't know how to deal with. We deal with these things through prayer and meditation. It's one of the solutions. It works. Let's all pray. I'm going to go ahead and get this information to you. Get your pencil. You need to contact. But first of all, it's ironic because I was just speaking to an elder from New Orleans. Yeah, you know, we got the people working down here, boy. You see me?
Okay. Oh yeah.
Electricians, the plumbers. Yeah, well, I'm heavy in that paint, that sheetrock, them big blocks, by real talk. And we hiring in the community and are growing exponentially so rapidly that this is what we have to do. All of you who are in whatever field that you're in, you're in culinary arts, you in videography, you graphic design artists, find out. How can I employ people? Because many people are right now talking about what the president had to say when addressing the Black Caucus.
That's right.
And they're kind of taking the side that Reverend Jesse L. Jackson took, which is like he talks down to Black people. You know, I'm not going to refer to you as Black because that's a misnomer. You are not Black. We are brown, and we're red. We're pecan tan. We're all these beautiful hues. And when you call yourself Black, it puts you under colorable law. So I don't want you. I want you to start learning the correct and proper terminology to use. Because when you go into the courtroom, if you have to go, I got people who will help you get your ass up out of there. But you have to listen, and use the proper terminology, because when you utter anything on the record in the court, it's on the record.
Right.
And anytime you utter a thought in your mind or out your mouth, or you have an action, it's on the Akashic record, which is the universal record, and all of the deeds are recorded in the book. And if your deeds are if the feather become heavier than your heart, then here comes Tahuti.
That's right.
And it's the fire and the brimstone for you. So, and the fire is always purification, but it means your name will not be in the book of life. So we're getting our minds right together. There's a book that's called Sharks Behold. There's a booklet that's out there that I bought for $5, maybe like in 2001. Just spoke to an elder who is experiencing a cancerous circumstance. He's going to be down for 3 months having to recuperate after they do whatever they do. And this was just today. So this is to my youth who has a loved one. The booklet is called Sharks Do Not Get Cancer. Sharks do not get cancer. And what you use is you go to your health food store, or you look online and you find shark cartilage or bovine cartilage, which is cow cartilage or cow bone. And they found out that sharks can live in the murkiest, dirtiest, polluted, filthiest water that you can ever think of and still live. They like dinosaurs. They like alligators. Alligators are dinosaurs. They from that time frame. So when you utilize the bovine cartilage or the shark cartilage, you can get it in liquid form, or you can contact Seven Nanda. For those of you who are here in Yamassi, what we call Atlantis, or what we call the Georgia Republic, or the Atlanta non-domestic. These are all terminologies that you're going to have to learn to keep yourself free and keep out of their jurisdiction. So when you deal with the shark cartilage, it is called an inhibitor. Behold, that's a word that you need to learn. It's a vocabulary word for tonight and for tomorrow and for the next day. And we need to be teaching these things to our children. You did it. Because we have to break the curse. We are underneath a generational curse, and we have to break it. That's why we so goddamn fucked up right now. Can you imagine that I employed some people out of the community, Jay, and the motherfuckers stole the goddamn the roofing nailer, took my mini computer, took my rotor zip, took the painter's mask. This is what we do to each other, man. Stop the fucking bullshit. Stop the bullshit, because the recompense comes swift. When I say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, I meant it. So when I say Allahu Akbar, you got to go. So for my youth, yeah, some people need to leave. They got to go.
They need
to leave.
And
this is my opinion. I speak it freely. But some people do need to leave the earth, because you're mischief makers, you're negative beings, you're disagreeable spirits, and you're bad and bad always. And this is why the Most High wanted to shut down the world in the very beginning. Say what? It repented me that I made man, being that the thoughts of his mind and the inclination of his heart is bad and bad always. For he is spirit, but he is also flesh, but my spirit will not always be with him.
You see,
so we go into a whole nother stratosphere. I told you we're going to get real high, real quick, real soon. So you need to pay attention. All right? Now, sharks do not get cancer.
That's right.
So what it is it's an inhibitor. And an inhibitor, when placed right after getting the book, dog, check this. This is show you how the confirmation of the universal spirit give you the information that you need and say you're on the right path. Which says, I buy this booklet for $5. I was like, damn, I never knew that. Let me see what this is. And the elder said, wow, man, you got that for a real reason. And he looked it up right there, put it on his phone and everything. He's the plumber.
That's right.
The plumber. I'm an employer, man. We need to become employers. This is what the president is talking about. I ain't just on this motherfucker running my mouth, kids.
That's
y'all
right.
are cheering to me, many of you. See, so what I'm saying, I'm trying to show you how to run your shit, how to get your business up, and how to get it running. They say, oh, we can't work together. We got an all-roots crew. You dig? Find out what that means. You got Mexican crews out there. You got other crews out there. We all-roots crew, and we get our shit. We flip a whole house in a week, and they want to give us all the work. They go and buy 40, 50 houses in a month. This is what we need to be networking and doing. For all of you, those of you who are out there who buy houses, who are property investors, contact me at area code 404-324-7416. I'll come to Philly. In fact, I'm about to come to Philly for some construction cleanup, for Hurricane Irene cleanup, and on the East Coast. Yahweh willing. So what I'm saying is you come and work with me, you buy the properties, I tell you what it's going to cost to get it fixed, we find out what the budget is, if we got to draw some equity out of a property, or if we got to put together some investors to go ahead and get the proper renovations to either get it ready for rent or to get it ready for sale, let us know so that we can come in. We're licensed, insured, we're bonded. I got senior guys over me. I don't know everything. I'm just a conduit. And I know how to bring people together so that we can work. This is the time of unity. Y'all to work in this industry so you can go anywhere in the world. And we're looking down in the Cayman Islands. They're getting ready to build like 3-4 schools down there. And they fucking with me, man. Y'all need to fuck with me. So what I'm saying is that the shark cartilage, what it does, and again, after buying the booklet, within a week or two, it came on PBS. I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, damn. And they showed that when what the cancer does is it secretes a fluid. Just imagine a piece of black paper somewhere in your body. And this comes from the shit that we eat that our bodies can't push out. This comes from them perms that you sisters are putting in your head. Stop putting perms in your head because they're not permanent. They're temporaries. They should call them what they are. They're temps.
That's right. Not permanent. Not perms.
And it puts cancer into your head. Why? Because you are not reading the ingredients that... that's the crown chakra. Your skull is the crown chakra, and what you're doing is you're killing your brain cells. You ain't smoking no cigarettes. You ain't drinking, but you might as well be, because when you put them perms, and I am, just so you know, I'm my holy herb and the wine. So I hope you know whose church this is. This was a minister sip. Guinness is the spoke ninja. You did real tough. So what I'm saying is that we have to read those ingredients. You got products in your beauty supply kit, sisters. We're gonna hit y'all with the health thing come up next week on the Master Blaster Jammy, so that we can reverse the curse. See, I don't want you to be in the hospital. I want you to do what the scripture had told us to do, which is the herb shall be your, the fruit shall be your meat, and the herb shall be your medicine. Herb shall be your medicine. The herb shall be your medicine. The herb shall be your medicine. The holy herb. It was called Kohosh in the Bible. Don't take my word for it. Get your Strong's Concordance Dictionary. Seek, study, and show yourself approved, because you have children to teach. Don't keep teaching them the same old bullshit and getting the same old fucked up ass results. What we're eating is causing us to act in a certain way. You better understand this. See, get your minds right. I keep telling y'all, stop being mad all the goddamn time. Be happy and thankful that you are healthy in spite of the other shit that you're doing. You may not be drinking and smoking, but you're eating all the bad foods. You're eating them in wrong combinations. All that damn starch and shit is converted into sugar. You don't even recognize this. And you're getting diabetes and high blood pressure, and we're dying. I've never seen a time when so many of our young people are dying of strokes and heart attacks, and they better not like me. Stop the bullshit, man. Stop it. All that... What's the word y'all like to say? The dumbass cliche. I'm attacking stupid ass cliches, man, because what it does is dumb you down. One of the main cliches that I hate is what you don't know won't hurt you. Shut that motherfucking step and fetch it ass shit up, man. What you don't know will kill your ass.
That's right. What you don't know will kill you.
Over a period of time or very rapidly. All you got to do is pray over it. Stop all the slave field mentality.
Okay.
We're not on the goddamn plantation no more, but we are. But what I teach you about colorable law and the people who we're going to bring to the table to assist in that teaching are going to give you a wealth of knowledge so that you learn how to maneuver through commerce and stay in honor in terms of handling your taxes. You must always stay in honor and keep your debt cleaned and clear on what is called your straw man or your corporate fictitious entity, which is you. So for my youth, sometimes the spirit moved me on and it just flows. And now let me give you some sights, my boy. And I love y'all, man. Real talk, we need to love each other. Stop all the hate. That's why they, thank you, Holy Spirit. That's why they playing on the fucking radio, man. They're playing it on the radio because it is affecting your spirit. It's called mind control. This is what Stephen Marley is talking about on his album called fucking Mind Control. They are controlling you niggas. They got a song out there called And Nigga Mean King. Take my word for it. Look it up. Find out what niggas niggas is. Then pray Haile Selassie, Naga. Find out these terms that I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking it for a reason. So, now, mind control. You got a song out on the radio where this girl is talking about going around the world to see another girl.
Okay.
They're turning you into lesbians and homosexuals. I have no problem with any of you. Once again, if I fall out on the goddamn lawn, please put your lips, your lesbian or your homosexual lips on me. Breathe into my body and keep me living. And then I still say, hey, that's not for me. But let me take you out to dinner, so we can do some holy herb and some wine. Get on the hookah, man.
Okay.
Because I just want to live. I want to survive. And the only way that we can survive, man, is together as one family, man. I got family members who live all kinds of ways, man. Not that I'm perfect. I'm not. I've been in and out that motherfucker, man. And every time I go in, they nigga, why is you here? Why is you in there? You ain't supposed to be in here. I'm a goddamn jail lawyer. I come in and you got sweetie goes and chips, nigga. I go to the law library for you. Give me your shit. And I come back and send your ass home, man. Real talk. So let me get this from you. Here you go. You got sharks don't get cancer. Sharks do not get cancer. You need to look that up. You can go to any health food store. You can look it up online. You got bovine cartilage, and then you got shark cartilage. When they kill the sharks in Japan and China for the shark fin soup, which is a delicacy for their community, they cut the spine out. They save the shark cartilage, they bottle it up, and they utilize it for medicinal and holistic purposes. Now, you can also, this is my opinion, I try not to eat canned foods, but when I go through that up and down thing, you know, it's like 2000 say that drug money ain't always sufficient. And sometimes the construction money ain't either, so you fucked up on both sides. You dig? So what I'm saying to you is that I also get them the cans of salmon, and I keep the bone in there because my grandmama always told me. She said, "Bye." I ask questions all the damn time, man. You know, even as a child, it got me in trouble. But to be inquisitive is a beautiful thing because that's what who you call Jesus, I call HaMashiach Rabbani Yeshua or Isa. And it tells you in the book that he was asking questions. But when they show you the movie, they say, well, he was, and, you know, But they said he was asking questions, and they was amazed at his intuitiveness. So
right.
Encourage your children to ask questions. Don't be like the old generation. We're stopping the curses. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You ain't old enough to question me. Yes, they are. You're not unfucking questionable.
That's right.
You using their goddamn name to turn the lights on, fucking up their credit instead of getting some furniture and paying
okay.
the shit off in a timely manner. So by the time they go to college, they A1 AAA credit and can go and get some shit instead of being
okay.
fucked up and can't get nothing. Stop it with the dumbass cliches. Stop it. It's stupid. It's idiotic. It's moronic. I ain't gonna label the point. I be trying to find some more access to describe that stupid ass shit that we do. You dig? We having fun tonight, man. I hope y'all enjoying. And it's my style. You dig? I do it just like I do it on the block, man. I if you listen to the voicemail, it's Bob Marley, my voicemail, and I say it plain to where even my baby can understand. You see me? Even the babies understand me, overstand me, aroundstand me. You dig? So. Mayu. All right, now we got some healers. You got also Moringa, Olifera, and this is by Dr. Kweku, Kweku, Anthony, Ando, Andoh. He is from Ghana. He is a master herbalist. He has taught and was learned in Ghana and have taught in the universities in the UK. So after, guess where he's at? He's right here in Atlantis, where many of our healers are, right here. And you can contact his website so that you can learn about what he calls the Messiah, which is this Moringa, which is the tree of life, which is a holy tree that originally only grew in what we call Africa today. We called it Okibalon in years early before Leo Africanus and all these different people come, and it was the name was changed. So, and that word nigger is Niger. It means king. There's still a place called Niger in Nigeria because nigger means king, and that's why we hold on to it. So the next time one of these Albions who walk out into the sun and the sun gives everything life of them calls you a nigger, say, thank you for calling me a king, and keep it moving. Because you got to be able to respond to negativity, my youth, in a way where it does not cause you harm. There's no way
that's
you
right.
should be away from your little boy. I listen to you intently, and I pray that you're listening to me. I'm your big brother, boy. Real talk. So now that's Northscale, www.north, N-O-R-T-H, scale, S-C-A-L-E, institute.com. They'll give you all the contact information. You can put load money up on the card if you ain't got no bank account and all that stuff. You're dealing, worrying about New World Order and all that shit. And waste your mind with that shit. The thing is, you can order it online. It's going to cost you $30. It is the tree of life, and the prophet Moses is said to have utilized this herb. After Hurricane Katrina come, I'm trying with an artist named Bless. And I say, man, what is that? He said, this is from the tree of life. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm a student of Dr. Kweku at Nando, and he gives me 13 capsules, which was my basketball number in high school. And say this will protect you and keep you healthy from anything. It has more beta carotene than carrots. It has more potassium than bananas. It has more vitamin D than milk. It's a superfood. He calls it the Messiah. It is called Moringa Nebadia Olifera. You see me? So check him out. And for your people who have ailments, give them these capsules as they need it. Now, I'm going to also give you another site. It's called thefigtree.com. thefigtreeonline.com. The, T-H-E-T-F-I-G-T-R-E-E, online, O-N-L-I-N-E.com. This is the one and only great doctor, great Dr. Sabi,
okay.
Dr. Anthony Bowen. And he found out that he had the cure for AIDS. I'm going to show you why it's good for us to listen to one another. Because at
that's
the time,
right.
He was healing people of blindness up in New York. He was in the 5Bs and healing folk with diabetes, sickle cell anemia. They said he is no cure for it. But he's from Honduras. Once again, this is the brother who Lisa left our Lopez where she was when she had the car accident and became an ancestor in transition. Right,
that's
where
right.
She put out the album Supernova. And she loved it down there. And he teaches you the proper food combinations that you need. These are two watering holes that you need. You need these watering holes. He has taught Marla Gibbs, for those of you who know who Florence is on the Jeffersons. He put it out in paperwork. He helped Danny Glover, who you know is the actor. Eddie Murphy, who's also LL Cool J's manager, and he also helped Michael Jackson with the pain pills, Teddy Pendergrass, for paralysis. And Teddy, according to him, actually had movement, who was a quadriplegic, the great singer. You got what I need, heard from Teddy today, man. That's my shit. But, Teddy had movement in his feet and in his fingers, and even was able to get an erection after being a quadriplegic, man. So these are master healers, master teachings. Once again, you are in tune on the one with the master blaster jamming himself. I am West Manifest. Y'all get at me, 404-324-7416. Let's go and renovate our communities. Let me share something with you very briefly.
Okay.
We have property investors who go out into the communities, buy the properties, and let's utilize them. This is what the president is talking about. Stop crying. Stop bitching and moaning. Stop complaining. Stop all that all loud and singing all them sad-ass songs. Sing some different shit. Energize yourself in a different manner, man. Because
right.
I got pictures that I can show you of all of the work that we're doing, and our whole goal is to get these youth. I heard something, my boy. Say, man, I need some work.
Right.
I come to put you to work and show you how to run your own construction business, man. You dig? And this is what we need. This is how we beautify our community. One house
right.
at a time. One neighborhood at a time. We beautify our community, and then we utilize those buildings. Some of them buildings can be used for nurseries and daycares. So that now we're employing our wives and our nieces and our children to do what? Take care of the babies, which is what they're here to do. Let
that's
them
right.
teach the babies. But we have to have a protocol. This is why I love the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad so much. Because he put out the MGT, which is Muslim Girl Training. And the FOI, you know, that's the fruit of Islam. That's Brother Mustafa Farrakhan up there. Assalamu alaikum to all my Muslimas. And I'm still catching myself. Got to put the sisters first because he told us and taught us that what? No man, no nation can rise higher than this woman. Let's go ahead and elevate our women again. So good to hear all the sisters out there, too, on the radio. That's a beautiful thing. That poetry was so hot and slamming. I'm excited, man, because y'all really don't know what you're saying, you know, and how it affects different people, man. That's what, you know. That's the beauty of having a venue and an outlet like this so that we can come together. And
that's
if this
right.
ain't a venue to be mud slanging and doing all that cat calling and acting like bitches, man, I just walk beyond negativity. What the fuck do I need to go to jail for fucking with this nigga over here when I can just
right.
leave this motherfucking ass alone? You know
that's
what I mean?
Right.
It's simple, man. Just move. Move into a different energy. Get out of those circles. If you have crack addictions, Dr. Sabi can help you with this shit, man. They got the numbers on there. Call them numbers. Call them numbers on those sites that I've given you. And instead of, you know, dealing and dwelling on negative bullshit, we need to find a way to uplift. You should give somebody that information every day. Anytime you come across somebody with it, I don't care if you have not fully understood it all. Give them that site. Let them read it for themselves. Maybe they understand it being looked at. Which is, I want to survive. This man is saving people. The people with money is fucking with them. But the broke people still going to the hospital, still coming out sick, getting flu shots and getting goddamn flu. What sense does that make?
Okay.
What
sense
does that make? Stop with the bullshit. Stay out of them goddamn hospitals trying to get free Percocets and goddamn pills, man. Y'all niggas is crazy, bro. Stop that shit. Find a new hustle. That hustle is we take over our community. We do just as the president said. I don't think that he is talking down the black folks. To Moors.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is I didn't summarize it like that.
That's
we
right.
need to hear that. Why?
That's right.
Because I just hired some niggas and they come right in this motherfucker and walk out with shit. That's going to prevent me from doing the next ones. You see me? So, you know, and really, see, it's the real law says I should cut them niggas' fucking right hands off. They don't know who they're fucking with.
Yeah.
If you want to go eye for a motherfucking eye with me, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. They right hand should be cut the fuck off, or whatever their main dominant hand is should be cut off. Put this pen in your hand.
That's right.
See, down here, niggas get walked right into the swamps, nigga. Okie finokie.
That's right.
New Orleans swamps and the goddamn glades.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody going to hear you cry.
That's right.
See, so... Scream, nigga. Scream. Power. That's why I say you never know who you're talking to, what people are going through. So be polite. Be courteous to folk. Be respectful. Don't be stealing and coming around people just so you can peek to see what the fuck is around, because there's some people out here that are sending you and some loved ones and to the attic. So what I'm saying is that we can beautify our communities.
That's right.
And employ ourselves. We can utilize our buildings for after-school programs and get those things set up. These some other things that not only am I working on doing with different segments in the community right now, Jay, but these are some things that you and I are going to also partake in so that we can employ people and get them to working. Because it's not corporate America that does the most harm. General Motors come in, which is not owned by the government, 85% of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, 85% of that. So guess what? If it's government owned, you got a loan that comes through Freddie Mac and Freddie Mac and I just said it. You're on Section 8 because it's government owned now. You better pay attention to what the fuck is happening. Get your passports, people.
That's right.
Get your passports. There's no reason why the Most High have given you this land, the entire world, for an everlasting keeping for you to never see no other parts of it than the neighborhood where you was born at.
That's right.
That's why we remain in a state of ignorance, man. I don't want to hear a lot of that ignorant shit that y'all be speaking to, by the way. Because I think it's a waste of energy. You only got so many words to say in a lifetime. Think about it. You're born through the womb of a woman, which is represented by that holy ankh, but you always see the Egyptian holy. And then you leave and go somewhere else, wherever that is. We call it heaven.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I won't go to heaven, Lord. And okay. Then we fuck over each other all day long, man. Stop that shit. Then you won't tell me about me cussing and you stealing from me.
Okay.
Man, I put this hammer on your goddamn head, boy. So, my thought is telling me that you only have so many words that you're going to say. Now, guess what? If you got some babies come and then they come right back. So they,
right.
But they're speaking Arabic and the garble. You think it's garble, but it's that another Arabic Hebrew.
That's right.
The baba, the baby, the baba, all that is boo boo. All those is different sounds for bait.
That's right.
For the letter B.
That's right.
Aleph bait, which is the first two letters in the Hebrew alphabet, is what you get alphabet. For 27 letters.
That's right.
Which is a bastard language. You got French words that make up English, the king, what they call the so-called king's English. Latin, they say Latin is dead, but get your ass locked up.
All right, and that's all the lies
written. And live and popping in your life.
That's right. That's
you don't
right,
even know
right.
What the fuck they talking about.
That's
so
right.
So you got to learn that Black's Law Dictionary. You need to behold. You read that shit, get you one of them things online, boy. Real talk. Especially all you cats out there jumping around in these streets and don't really got no money for no bond and no bail and no commissary and no lawyer. You better learn how to stand on your square.
That's
so,
right.
What we're saying is that if you only got 3,000 words to say, let me get to the point, because my mind will just keep moving in a different direction, and I have to come back. If you only got 3,000 words to say, that's not many fucking words. You text that amount of shit in a week, many of you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whether you're handling business or you're just cackling and bullshit.
That's right.
Why am I going to use all my fucking words up and not say nothing? When I have an opportunity to speak to the entire world, man, you're speaking to the entire world. Stop acting so goddamn ignorant. I'm tired of hearing that shit, man. I'm tired of hearing you niggas just saying absolutely fucking nothing. You have no positive input to help no one. Not even yourselves. So stop it. Because as you do that, your auric field becomes red instead of becoming the amber green that it should be.
That's right.
It should be green. And that's why Independence Day, all them people was up there on top of the building waving at the UFOs, waving at the ETs.
Okay.
And it was destroyed.
That's right.
They're flying saucers in the caves. And they're shooting at dinosaurs, man. But they say wasn't no people living during that time. But during that time, everything was big. So during that time must be the time of the Anunnaki and the giants, boy. Y'all better listen.
Okay.
You
that's
better
real.
Hear. There are people who was living during that day and time. You gonna tell me about all the negative shit going on in your life? I don't want to hear it. Enlighten me. Don't depress me. I don't want to be depressed. Stop depressing us with that fucking sad ass music. Just stop it. Just stop that shit, man. Do you see it? Some of that shit just straight garbage, man. Huh? Stop it. Just stop. I want all of our auric fields to be green so that we can be seen
by the watchers who are the guardians of the sky, who are looking at you. That's why 3,000 said, and God is watching you.
That's right.
And was made in their image, and they got the big bubble eyes. I'm going to share something with you about that. If you ever have the opportunity to go on and take a look at whatever engine or whatnot, however you navigate on the internet, if you ever have an opportunity to put in the opening ceremonies of the 2000 Olympics and the Summer Olympics in Sydney. What happened shook me to my foundation, because the Aborigines was walking in. Australia walked in last.
That's right.
They walked in. They had a big banner.
That's right.
And the commentator said, and these are who the Aborigines say they descended from. Let's watch. You know how they do that shit. Yeah, you'd be like, oh, what? This banner. Man, the banner was an E.T.
That's right.
The banner had big eyes. The oval egg-shaped head, boy.
That's right.
Y'all better pay attention.
Y'all
stop with the sports and the games, man. And what do I liken this generation of men like? I liken them to children. Stop acting like children. That's what the president was telling y'all asses, man. All that goddamn crying and whining and begging and barring and all this shit. And other people come from other places and build their own communities. You go out there in Alpharetta and Bouquet, Mexicans got their own plaza. The Indians got their own plaza. I'm talking about the whole plaza and the whole everything filled up. Ain't not one vacant building in the place, man. Y'all fuck with me, man. I know I be talking some shit, man, and I got my own kind of style, but when I come in and sit down at that table with you, man, I conduct this thing on a whole nother level, man. So
right.
What I'm telling you is be mindful. Be mindful of how you respond to shit. Now, I could have really acted the ass, but you know what? Them people so goddamn fucked up that rather than fuck with them crackhead-ass motherfuckers,
smash
their ass, I'm going to let them continue to live in misery. That's their payment.
That's right.
Now, you could have fucked with me and been making you some money every fucking week, but you shitted on me. I can't fuck with you now because I don't trust you. Now these motherfuckers back, they could have had money to get turned the motherfucking world on. So motherfucking nasty-ass motherfuckers bathe in buckets, man. I don't give a fuck after you fuck over me, bud. I don't.
That's right.
I don't at all. I just keep this shit real, man. You are now in tune on the one, the master blaster jamming himself. I am West Manifest. We're going to get that health series up, popping for all of y'all, man. We got some other things on this conspiracy, these conspiracy theories. I know y'all want to hear that shit. You better be fucking with my nigga J-Dog, man, and tuning in every night. You know, like Sunday school. Turn the TV off, man.
Okay.
Turn that shit off, man. It ain't. No, you need to control your own TV. You can do that by buying DVDs. I'll give you a site in the future where you can go and get some different shit, man, so that you can reprogram ourselves. When you reprogram yourself, when I start speaking and my spirit speaks to you, your spirit is going to respond and give me something that I don't know, something that did not interest me, but it interested you, and now you become my teacher. This is the true teacher-student relationship. The teacher is not always the teacher. At some point, he becomes the student of his pupil. He becomes the student of the one he was teaching. And we have to learn that, especially when dealing with our children. When my babies come and they say, you know, they tell me something, I say, my baby's got more sense than daddy right now. I encourage them. I want them to correct me. Why? Because
right.
I don't want them to put me in a goddamn old folks home.
You know?
Daddy treated you with the utmost respect.
he lets you ask him any question as long as you ask it respectfully. And he gave you the proper answers that he needed to give you. Yeah, I can't tell him everything. Some things I got to give him and let him do some research online. And I tell them to look up the names of the ingredients in their lotion. Now they use shea butter and oil. This is the power of teaching, man. Oh, you ain't got no nerves to get on. Stop all that shouting at your children, man. Cussing them out and lowering their self-esteem, man. This is why the Muslim girl training was so important in the first resurrection, man.
That's
you
right.
did because the little boys got to learn how to become men. So
that's right.
Our rites of passage right now is going to jail. Going to prison, shooting somebody. Mm-hmm. That's not a fucking rites of passage. That's a savage mind state that's going to help send everybody to hell.
That's right.
I'm not Gandhi or Dr. King. I'm a motherfucking street nigga from the block who saw he need to change the shit he was fucking doing because to keep doing it and getting the same result was fucked up.
That's right.
And not this motherfucker, man. Let me stop this shit. Slow this shit down. I need to
that's
be
right.
out here with my children.
That's
having
right.
fun. Skating and shit. You know what I mean? Niggas out there want to tote guns, man. I want to be with my little girls having fun. Going to the movies and doing the shit that free people do. And going to the museum. Going down there to the aquarium, man. And seeing shit and experiencing things. And taking them to Stone Mountain. And walking up to the top of the mountain. And letting them see the city. These are the type of things that, you know, we should do as daddies, man.
That's
yeah,
right.
we need to do. We got to change some shit, boy. That's why I say all a certain type of talk, man. Just leads the bullshit. The next thing you know, you got some bullshit popping up at your doorstep, right on your goddamn stoop. I know about them goddamn skinny ass sidewalks up there, man. I hate that shit, but that's a powerful, powerful place. We're gonna talk about that too. What that freedom bell is all about, that thing.
Okay.
And you know, why certain things went down in that movie that they brought out a few years back. You know,
mm-hmm.
now you got bullshit at your doorstep and one of your children is gone now when you could handle it a whole different way. You have to learn how to be men and become men and go from boys to men. And when we learn that, then we can impart knowledge and information to our seeds. And our children who need us. Free.
That's right.
Ain't nothing like goddamn got to look through the window at your little girls.
That's right.
That's a hurtful thing, man, and I hated that. See my children see me get locked up and all this old crazy shit running from the police and, you know, and taking them on chases and running through the woods, and they could have killed me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would not have had the opportunity to be blessed to share this little bit of information that the universe has given me. But when I'm able to give that information, I can go to sleep and the universe says, here's some more. And as I'm walking and I'm working and I'm doing whatever I'm doing, the universal spirit say, here's some more. Here's
That's
some
right.
more. This is your journey. This is your destination. This is what we want you to do. And if you do not do it, we're going to put a whipping stick on you, and you're going to suffer. We're not going to allow you to go in and become an ancestor. You're just going to fucking suffer.
That's right.
I got to stop the whipping.
That's
Thank
right.
you, Jay, for getting this whipping up off me.
Look, this is what it's about, but real talk. I'm going to tell you, man, yo, what you just said, man, perfect point. To definitely let everybody know that on Where They Do That Radio, like I told you before, man, we're here to intrigue. We're here to bring you to a certain level of awareness because with all that's being said, it's all with love and the heart. You know, we talk about a lot of things, but it's all about change. It's all about bringing you to the point of awareness. We don't hear enough through a lot of media things that are going to bring about a certain level of solutions. You know, we hear about a lot of negativity. We hear about a lot of the stereotyping. What we don't hear is the actual solutions. This is what I'm going to do because time has run short. But with this broadcast, this is what I want to let everybody know. But like I said, man, if you want to hear more of what my man West Manifest is talking about, you got the number. We're on all three networks, live and direct,
This will be redistributed tonight for all those that are in Boston. So forth. We're going to take live in probably about 5-10 more minutes. What I'm going to get ready to do right now, I'm going to give you the website once again. You can go to justsilkinitradio.com. You can also go to Live365. Put in where they do that radio, a WTBPA radio, so you can definitely get the business and then do what's good. Like I said, man, yo, we're gonna get ready to break out of this show right here, get ready to prep up for all the other stuff that's being done. Yo, Wes, man, appreciate you coming through, sharing the knowledge, man, and letting these folks know what's up and what's happening. We're going to definitely continue to do this all week long. As long as God gives us breath in our body, we're going to keep doing what we do to definitely bring to the masses the true level of change that they deserve. That's real. Real talk. Like I said before, I'm going to give you one to grow before we jump out of here, man. They say in order for you to know where you're going, you got to first know where you came from. You always got to be put in a position where you're willing to receive. You know, love is reciprocated. So what you put out, it comes back. You know, the same goes for negativity as well. What you put out will come back. So, you know, there's so much power in the word. So speak life. And if you speak life, life will always be like all the energy in the universe, universal. It can neither be destroyed nor changed. It simply exists. With that, we're going to say, from all of us here at WTDTA Radio, continue to do what you do. Continue to hold it down. Continue to stay positive. And we're going to continue to do what we do to definitely let everybody know that there's definitely folks within the community that are around that's definitely in it to definitely change it one mind at a time. Thank you. Good night. May God bless.